Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
All right, as always, taking you up until 12 here on a Saturday. Evan and Dan with you. Got through a litany of subjects. Of course, you know, we dive into our extracurricular interests. And,
you
know,
what? Cam and I hold down the end of the show?
Shut up. I had somewhere to be. No. All right, so yeah, last week I had to dip out a little bit early. Actually, I barely made it, so I had a...
I was wondering about that.
A volleyball broadcast at Santa Clara. There was a fat accident on the 101.
You don't use Waze?
Well, I do, but it was still faster to take that than to go down to 280 and go all the way around. So it usually on Saturdays it's like a straight shot, it's just 45 down, but it took me an hour and 20 to get there. And so usually I was planning on having like an extra, you know, 40 minutes to prep. Literally got there 10 on the clock, hopped in the headset, producer's like, all right, run down. We got to go through it. Blah, 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 blah. And ended up having a decent broadcast. It was a straight set
Cam,
sweep.
Yeah, you know, it was great. Cam, the first thing Cam said to me when you were
I was listening, by the way.
The headset, he goes, Dan, come to me. I got a hot take. I got a hot take. he was all over it, man. Cam did not miss a beat.
Cam, do you have... Well, so you've been doing all these games. Cam's also our network coordinator for 95.7 The Game. He runs every single Warriors show, pre and post. Hardest working man at the station. Cam, if I was to ask you your takeaways from the first five games of the Warriors, is there a big one? Is it a couple things? How would you answer that?
I'd say the biggest takeaway for me is just them having the ball movement and them having a deep roster right now. So having 12 men playing like that, it's giving guys a chance to rest, and it's giving other players to step up and step out and show that they can do something, because this can provide some longevity with the team, because it's an 82 game season. They're going to need all these players, and then just new guys stepping up, and then all the young guys stepping up. They're being forced to play. And then when you look at guys like Moody, he even said he took time in the offseason to continuously learn and just get better. And now he's able to demonstrate those things and all these skills. So they're going to need these guys to mature fast and step up when Curry's out. So when you look at games like this with Curry and Wiggins being out, they're able to, it's like they haven't really missed a beat.
That I agree with. Yeah, I mean, everyone's had to step up. And I do think the roster has made itself to be a little more injury-proof.
Anytime you want to cut out, man, Cam, turn that mic on and go, brother. Watch out, man. Do you know...
About to get Wally pipped.
Yeah, well, you just beat me to the spot. Thank you. You are an old soul, brother. Wally pipped.
Yeah, I get older every time I work with you.
The guy that Lou Gehrig replaced.
By the way,
focus, Warriors.
No, I know,
focus.
Warriors. There's a lot of Yankees that are going to be replaced this offseason. Let me just say that.
Does Cashman keep his job?
He should.
What about Boone?
No. That is a bigger one. I think they still keep him, but God, he had a bad World Series.
He did.
He had a terrible World Series. Oh, boy. So did the Yankees. Well, at least they made the postseason. Giants are still trying to get there. Warriors are trying to make the postseason. It was a terrible transition. What do you think they go on this road trip, Dan? Five games. Of course, all right, tonight, 5 o'clock, Houston. We'll have Warriors Live and Warriors Wrap Up beginning at 4 o'clock. Tim Roy on the call, as always. Monday, they get Washington. Wednesday, Boston. Friday, Cleveland. And we'll talk before the OKC game on Sunday, but this week they got four games.
3-2.
For the whole trip, 3-2?
Yeah.
Who's the third team they're beating?
Well, they're going to shock either Oklahoma or Boston.
Oh, Cleveland's the team they're not beating.
Oh, Cleveland. Sorry.
All right, Houston.
So you're going to be Houston, you're going to be Washington, you're going to be Cleveland.
They're going to lose to Boston and OKC.
Lose is going to be putting it mildly.
What was the game in Boston last year? They got beat by 50.
Yeah.
And Draymond Green said, yeah, well, we dared Jaylen Brown to shoot. Right. And didn't go our way. They're down like 25 at the end of the first.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Ev, we're going to learn a lot more about this team. They're just not as good as Boston, but nobody is right now. And OKC is in another league. So if you lose to those two teams, it really means nothing. But if the Houston game is really going to be interesting. And even playing Boston as well as playing OKC, don't you want to see it? Don't you want to just see what this looks like? I mean, I'm so curious.
Well, I want to see it with Curry.
Yeah, you want to see it with Curry, but I just want to see how this, remove Portland and even get the Pelicans the hell out of the way. Let's just see what this looks like against legitimate teams. And just, is this real? Are we like, is this a bag of goods that we're buying? Or is this something like, is there some legitimacy to any of this? So if it's close with either one of those teams, Boston or OKC, I think it's going to be awfully interesting with this team going forward.
Well, you got to beat Houston first. To me, that's not going to be an easy game. The only guys that are out for tonight officially, for the Warriors, it's Curry and Melton, and then the Rockets, Steven Adams got hurt on Thursday. But this is a Houston team that's pretty much at full strength, and a lot of people are high on. I wasn't as high on Houston to begin the season.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Or before the year, like we're talking about those totals. If both teams are at about 44 wins, I would take the Warriors over. I would take the Rockets under. But they got some dudes, and they got some emerging players. Jalen Green's averaging like 30 points a game so far.
Jabari Smith Jr.
Jabari Smith, Şengün.
Oh, I love Alperen.
Oddly enough, they started to play and win when he got hurt. But I don't know if that was just a coincidence or not. Him and Jalen Green still to be proved whether they can play together. And then they got Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
Who are at least veterans. VanVleet's good. So, this is a Rockets team. They got one of the Thompson twins, one of the San Leandro boys. They got some players. So I think this is a good test tonight. If the Warriors win this game, that would make me feel much better about their chances to go 3-2, and not just because they get the win, but because I wonder if they can play at the Rockets level right now without Steph.
Washington's a little better this year, so.
Yeah. Well, they're better than 11 wins, you'd hope.
I think that you're right. I think the Houston game is going to be a good measuring stick because, again, I think Houston's going to be one of those teams that they're going to be battling with throughout the entire season when you're talking about playoff positioning. It's going to be Houston's, and they're going to go back and forth. And it's going to be that 5-9 seed or 10 seed. It's going to change, I think, in the latter part of the year from day to day. And Houston's going to be, this is a team that you're going to have to leapfrog. So, again, we're talking about test and who are these guys? Does this work with 13 cats getting in the rotation? Well, today is going to be school is in. Let's find out.
Well, I am still tempering expectations. This is from the 415 of the Comcast Business Text Line. No, one of our favorites. The weekend show is awesome. Hidden gem. Appreciate the love. Love the Warriors' chances of going 4-1 or even 5-0 over this road trip. Look at Cleveland as the toughest contest. Excited to see the Warriors get a decisive win in Houston this evening with Kuminga, especially having a good game. No, I didn't say Asar Thompson and San Leandro boys. Thank you, 916. So,
no substitute for the Evan.
Well, you were taking a shot at me earlier. But I think people are again getting a little ahead of themselves in regards to the expectations for this team. I think we can learn a lot about this trip, but I still feel like they're about, as far as wins are concerned, you know, in that 46-47 range that they were last year. You know, I haven't moved off of my season long expectation for this team, but I think they certainly have proven that they've earned our attention. You know, if they had lost, I don't know, one or maybe both of those Pelicans games, I wouldn't feel that good
Which
about this road trip.
Which is tough to do.
What?
Back-to-back against the same team?
Winning both?
Yeah, that second game is really, really difficult. I would say the percentages of winning two in a row back-to-back against the same team on that second night is in the 30 percentile.
I think they benefited from McCollum and Herb Jones being out for the second game.
Warriors don't want to hear that when you don't have D'Anthony Melton, Curry, and Wiggins. You got to cry somewhere else with that noise.
No, but I mean, it wasn't like you beat him. Like, the first game to me was far more impressive. Number one, because the Pelicans, I thought that both teams were at an even level of strength. And secondly, you came back from down 20. That game last year, the Warriors get blown out, I think. Like, they roll over after they're down 17 in the first quarter.
I would say that maybe you're right, but I think that the second game last year, they definitely lose. Even though it was sort of a slugfest because it's back-to-back. That's the game typically where you're like, it's ugly, it's the same team, they're going to solve you. And typically, the team that wins the night before loses that next game. But the fact that they won it, to me, that was more notable. Like, huh? How the hell did you do that?
Well, I think once you get the first one, you're allowed to get greedy. And the Warriors have enough players to stay fresh and try and chase those wins, where I don't think they were afforded that in years past because they lacked the depth. 925, this is from Dublin March. Shout out to you. Not afraid of the Celtics. The win will come down to which team hits the most threes. That does bring us back to our conversation about the three-point, I don't even want to say revolution in the NBA.
By the way, they got to get rid of the back-to-back before
embracement.
We move off of it.
Get rid of the back-to-back?
The same team, the baseball series.
Well, last year they did it because it was a part of the in-season tournament. And that made sense to me. But this was just, I don't know if it's because New Orleans has the strangest schedule because technically they're, you know, the furthest team west outside of Memphis, I think. But they played not only back-to-back against the Warriors, they played back-to-back games with a day apart in Portland. So four of their first five games have been against two teams. It's kind of weird.
Well, nobody wants to see that. It's terrible for the entertainment dollar. I don't want to see New Orleans the next night.
I'd like to see Zion twice.
Oh, once is fine.
What if I told you your precious Cleveland Cavaliers play your back-to-back games? You don't want to see Donovan Mitchell two nights in a row?
That's the whole beauty of the NBA.
I'm going to see Springsteen. I want to see what he's doing one night and then how he adjusts the next night. Does he have the same gas?
You want to see, that's the beauty of the NBA is that you revolve these different stars coming in and out for a homestand.
I think they should just play baseball series.
Oh, no.
It's four in a row. See who's really best before we get to the postseason.
I disrupted your chain of thought. Threes in the Celtics.
Oh, well, I do hate the way that the Celtics play basketball, just in general. They shoot so many damn threes.
50 a game.
It's just, it's not even like the 2018 Rockets, because at least the Rockets and those Harden-led teams, they weren't fun watches, but at least they were doing it because that's how they had to play. Like, that's who James Harden is. I feel like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and Drew Holiday, all these players have so many different facets to their game. And we saw some of it during the postseason when you have to win different ways. But they just, drive, kick, shoot, step back, shoot threes. And then they're good enough defensively to make sure that if they hit 15 to 20 threes, you're just not going to beat them. So they've figured out, they've gamed the NBA.
Well, they've become the model franchise. It's not by coincidence that Steve Kerr says we got to shoot a lot more threes after what it is that Boston did last year, shooting more threes than anybody. I think it's
they shot astronomically more than anybody else. Like, the Warriors were top five in terms of attempts last year.
It gets back to our earlier conversation about moving that line back, because the game is just becoming so homogenous. Everybody looks like everybody else. It's all about three-point shooting, and it's watering down the game to a certain degree, because it's all about shooting threes. Whether you make them or not is basically, you know, that's who you are as a team.
I don't know if the line being moved back would help all that much, because one of the things that I feel like college has over the NBA, there's a lack of spacing. So it's easier to defend, yes, but you don't see as many volume three-point shooters in college because it's easier to get out and close out. If you move the line backwards, I mean, it depends on how far you move it, but I almost feel like it spreads the game out even more. Eliminating the quarter three might be something, or just widening the court in general. That might be something, but I don't think that would encourage teams to play more through the post. I think it would just encourage teams to get shooters that could shoot it from deeper. And maybe you have more of a mid-range game. But the whole idea is that you want to shoot threes at a high enough percentage that it's either going to be 60% from twos or 40% from threes. And then you're getting the same amount of expected points per possession. It's just math. Like, that's where nerds, I think, are coming into basketball. Not ruining the game, necessarily, but it's a monotonous style. Like, everyone's playing the same way. It's not just Boston. Like,
no, it's everybody.
OKC plays the same way. The Warriors are shooting the crap out of the ball. You know, in fact, that was the thing against the Pelicans that made me feel like, well, the Warriors are going to win this game anyways. You see how many threes that the Pelicans shot in the first game? Like, they shot 50% from the floor, 40% from three, and I think 75% from the line. They got blown out because they took 19 threes. You can't win in 2024-25 without taking at least 30 threes a game. Unless you're, I don't know, a great defensive team.
They got to do something, because I do think
the shooters are just too good.
Oh, the players are just so good in this league right now. The talent has never been this good. I was listening to Charles Barkley. It was hilarious, as he often is, the other day. And he was talking about just how good the game is right now. Not only in terms of the talent, but the money these guys are getting paid and everything that's available to them in terms of health and load management. He's like, if I was able to play that, he said, I would be... He was talking about Zion Williamson. And Barkley said the most money he ever made was $5 million a year. He said, if I was making $40 to $45 million a year, I'd be anorexic, which is not something that, you know, you want to make light of.
Sure.
But he's a guy, I think the point was well taken, is that it's a completely different game now. So,
by the way, did you see Joel Embiid's comments yesterday?
Who hasn't played yet this year?
So this, he was asked.
Nor is Paul George.
He was asked. Well, Paul George actually got hurt, although he tends to do that a lot. Joel Embiid was asked about his critics who say that he doesn't play or he doesn't want to play. And he said, quote, I've done way much for this bleeping city to be treated like this. Your response.
What has he done? He's never even been to the Eastern... He hasn't been to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I think that's what the Philly fans would say. Although it hasn't always been his fault.
You know who he is?
Who is
he? He's the Lamar Jackson of the NBA.
No.
Well, your man Lamar Jackson's got to do something in the...
Get off my guy Lamar.
Do something in the playoffs, Lamar. There's regular season Lamar.
He was just in the AFC title game.
Did they go to the title game this year?
Yeah, they lost to the Chiefs at home. Or a Zay Flowers fumble in the end zone away from maybe knocking off KC.
You got to win that thing.
Well, they had to win it, so the Niners had a better chance because the Chiefs are the freaking kryptonite. He's not, well, he might be Lamar Jackson. They are, does he have two MVPs, Joel Embiid? Not sure. He's got at least one. But
I don't know.
I just thought it was, like, I've never heard an athlete just spur their city. It's Philly. They're hard, but damn, man. I've done too much for this bleeping city. Basically, you know, mother bleep all you guys, all you bleeper bleepers.
He's really...
You want to go all in on Joel Embiid?
Go get him?
Yeah.
To the Warriors.
All in.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Sure.
Giannis? That makes sense.
Embiid?
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
God, you're more closer to a rebuild than trying to go trade for a big boy.
Rebuild? You mean...
You love raising things to the ground.
No, I think that this version of the Golden State Warriors, which, by the way... Didn't we do like a preview show? You guys dragged me in here. It was me, you, Grandy. We were the first day of free agency. And we were, man, you have got to put down the pipe, bro.
What are you talking about?
We did a preview show.
Yeah, we did.
And we did it was the first day of free agency.
A three-man wave. I'm remembering just because my eyes are hazy doesn't mean I did. I'm sharp upstairs,
looking
Dan.
At me like you've never met me. But it was, I think I was just, you know, I maintain that this is the road to go, man. This is what you want to do. Would you want Klay Thompson, that $40 million, just... would you want that on your books right now, or that $40 million dispersed amongst seven guys right now?
No. Well, and in all seriousness, I know that there's salary caps in the NBA, so it's a little bit different. But I think what the Golden State Warriors are doing is they're playing money ball. Like, they're turned Klay Thompson and his $40 million into three serviceable pieces that all individually might not be... Speaking about Buddy Hield, Kyle Anderson, De'Anthony Melton, might not all be individually as talented as Klay Thompson, even at his older age. I think he's a better player. But those three put together are infinitely more impactful than Klay Thompson would be right now. I do believe that. And so the Golden State Warriors just turned his contract into three cheaper options that either they could move in a trade that they could use to help them right now, or that gives them more flexibility and also makes them a better basketball team. Like, I think they are playing money ball right now.
I'm revising my road trip and the prediction I gave
5-0?
You. 4-1.
Oh. I talked you into it?
I think this is...
I'll say 3-2.
I think there's something special going on here. I really do.
So you think we're gonna end up with the 18-2 start?
I'm trying to think of, okay, what are the weaknesses? Give me the glaring weaknesses on this team.
Star power.
Okay, so does star power equate to scoring?
No, like if you had to rank, again, this is all based on the individual. If I was to tell you who on this Warriors team is a top 25 player in the league?
Nobody.
Well, Curry.
Curry.
But that's it. That's what I mean as far as star power.
Yeah, and I'm the guy that, I believe that the NBA more than any other sport, because it's just five dudes that you need stars in order to win. That's been the template, right? It started with the Boston Celtics when they had Garnett and they had Pierce and they had Paul Allen.
Yeah, you've always needed stars or good players to
win. Yes, it's
great
just,
players.
That's the way. But maybe the Warriors, because we're beginning to see this, where teams now, when it comes to money, are, you know, they're tightening the books a little bit. And so there's always got to be that watershed moment where somebody does it a different way. Just like when the NBA started this whole thing with the Big Three in Boston and Big Baby Davis and company, and they won that title. And then it became, okay, LeBron says, well, let me get my boys. Calls up Bosch and says, Dwayne Wade, we're coming to Miami. And then everybody was doing it. Things are cyclical in this league. And now that the money is what it is, I think what this could be is potentially a different way to skin this baby.
I think that this is sustainable
because,
for the regular season.
It's not stars, but the one concern you have with the Warriors is who's going to score the basketball if it's not Steph, okay? So if Steph's going to give you points, if Buddy Hield's going to give you points, and if Wiggins can give you points and Kuminga can give you points, and then suddenly you're getting, you know, you're getting stuff from Lindy Waters. I mean, this sounds like a guy who's drinking that Kool-Aid, right?
Told me to put down the pipe.
No doubt. No doubt. But there is a way here. And just simply because they don't have the star power and it's 13 guys, is that the reason why we should say this isn't going to happen?
So who's the leading scorer tonight for the Warriors?
Wiggins or Kuminga. I think Kuminga over the last 2 days, he's got his confidence back.
Curious to see how much he plays tonight with Wiggins being back.
Oh, he'll play.
Well, he's going to play, but 30 minutes? Got another man in rotation. I'll tell you who I think is going to be the leading scorer at 4 o'clock when Warriors Live starts right here on 95.7 The Game, prior to the 5 o'clock tip against the Houston Rockets. First game of a 5-game roadie, as that'll do it here for Warriors this week. As always, Dan DeVone, appreciate you.
Don't forget, it's Sarah and Reardon later today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Steven Rizzotto is going to be out there, right? Yeah, say what's up. Is it officially basketball season, or is this still football? Steve?
Oh, it's football season at the R.
Oh, we're talking football.
Dude, hoops. I thought it was hoops, too. Oh, okay. I can't lie. Oh, boy. All right, football season still wrapping up here as we... Well, basketball season's in its infancy, and the Warriors are 4-1. So we'll see if they can keep it rolling. Next time I talk to you, we'll have 4 games to break down. And Dan's got it going basically 3-1 until then, including a win against Boston. We'll see. For Cam Williams, for Steven Rizzotto, for Dan DeVoe, my name is Evan Giddings. Thank you for listening to this edition of Warriors This Week. Thanks to everyone who has tuned in, who has chimed in, who has called in. We'll talk to you next time here on 95.7 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Ralava?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.